Today we're learning lesson number 26 in the book of Ruth. We're in chapter 4, Perek Dalet, Psukim Yud Gimel to Tesvav, 13 to 15. After telling all the people to be witness to the fact that Boaz has the rights now to purchase the land that belongs to Naomi and Ruth, and that he will has the opportunity to marry Ruth, we now come to the reality, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Now, the Pasuk here is going to show us that although there wasn't actual biblical Yibum that transpired, because biblical Yibum is really with a brother of a deceased brother, and Boaz is a close relative. So therefore, Yibum really only requires biblically for there to be intimacy between the brother-in-law and the sister-in-law. However, regular marriage would require a separate act of acquisition in marriage before one could be intimate. So if you look at the Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Vayikach Boaz es Rus. Boaz takes Rus for a wife. That means there was an act of acquisition in marrying her. And then Vatehi lo leisha, and then she became his wife. He did any one of the methods of acquisition by giving a ring or whatever. And then only later, when she was actually his wife, Vayavo Elah, he came to her, meaning he was intimate with her, as opposed to Yibum, where the intimacy would be the act of marriage with her. And therefore, we learn from here that he did not actually do the biblical Yibum, but he did the, we'll call the customary Yibum of marrying a close relative, so that the soul of the departed will still have a return to this world, as it were. Now, God does an amazing miracle, that although Ruth had lived with her first husband, much younger, for 10 years, and could not have any children with Mahlon, and now she's going to live with a man who's 80 years old, Vayitain Hashem lo, and Hashem gave to her Herayon, conception, immediately, from the first moment they were together. And it was a good thing that that happened. There's a discussion in the commentaries, but we'll notice, after this Pasuk, Yud Gimel, the name of Boaz is not mentioned anymore in the rest of the Megillah, which is very unusual because there's a lot of good things happening for us to have Boaz's name omitted. Many suggest that Boaz died immediately after the night of being with Ruth. Some contend not, but the proof would seem to be from the fact that Boaz's name is no longer mentioned. According to these opinions, we certainly learn a great lesson about how when a mitzvah comes your way, you must move on it quickly, because had Boaz delayed any longer, he would not have lived to perform this mitzvah. And now is a sad time of 9 months. Boaz, if he dies the very next day, Ruth again is a mourner. Naomi now tried so much to help Ruth, and there was nothing. Only later would she realize that she had conceived. And then 9 months later, Vateled Ben, she bore a son. And the rabbis tell us that it was he was an incredible child from birth, because he was born already without an orla. He was already circumcised at birth. So now the women wish to give consolation to Naomi, and they tell her something about a blessing of the present and a blessing about the future. Yud Dalet, Vatobarna Hanoshim El Naomi, and the women say to Naomi, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, regarding the present, Asher lo hishbis loch goel hayom, which Hashem has not hishbis, deprived from Shabbos to stop. He did not deprive from you a goel, a redeemer today. Meaning to say that now, through this act of customary Yibum, her son Mahlon has been redeemed, and he will now enter into the body of this child. And for the future, there's a blessing, V'yikare Shemo B'Yisrael, and let his name be called in Israel, meaning to say, let his name be called, that he will be famous. He'll be a famous, great leader. And that's the blessing that they give for the future. They also say in Pasuk Tesvav, V'hoya loch l'meshiv nefesh, he'll be for you as a restorer of life. Meaning to say, the baby now has restored the life of Mahlon, whose soul will now come in a second time into the world. And this will certainly restore Mahlon's life and will be a restoration for Naomi as well. And as this child grows up, ulechalkel, and he will sustain as sevosech, your old age. And why will he sustain your old age? Ki chalosech, for your daughter-in-law, asher e ahevoscho, whom you love, yolato, bore him. So since you have such a great relationship with your daughter-in-law, certainly you'll have a great relationship with your grandson. and he will treat you very good in your old age. And how good is she, this daughter-in-law? Asher he tova lach, as she is better to you, mishiva banim, better than seven sons. Interesting why you say she's better than seven sons. It could be just a metaphor, as it were. But the rabbi said there's a little bit of prophecy was thrown into the women who are speaking here, that really this son is going to be such an amazing child. He'll be better than seven generations that descended from Yehuda. From Yehuda, the son generation was Peretz, who was born out of Yibum with Yud and Tamar, who had a son Chetzron, second generation, Ram, third generation, Aminadav, fourth generation, Nachshon, fifth generation, Salma, sixth generation, Boaz, seventh generation. He will be better than seven sons. He will be better than all those seven generations who were great people, as it were. So this is the blessing that she gives, and this is the consolation, as it were. Although Boaz has died, or for some reason is totally removed from the picture, this son will give this present and future consolation. Let's look at the questions now. Question number one, does Boaz actually perform the biblical mitzvah of Yibum with Ruth? No. Number two, how does the text in Pasuk 13 prove this? Because the Pasuk says that first Boaz made a formal, quote-unquote, acquisition of marriage, and only later did he become intimate with Ruth. Under the laws of Yibun, the intimacy becomes the acquisition of marriage, so they would not require a two-part marriage setup here. Three, when did Ruth conceive? Immediately that night of the marriage. Four, what was the miraculous divine supervision in Ruth's conception? The miracle was that although she was married for 10 years with her first husband Mahlon, could not have children, and being with an elderly man Eglon, still she was able to conceive at that time. Certainly there must have been many miracles if she probably was physically not able to conceive, most likely, so that it was even a greater miracle. Five, what happens to Boaz after Ruth conceives? According to most opinions, he died that night. Six, what textual proof supports your answer, because there is no more mentioning of Boaz in the Megillah? Seven, what did the ladies tell Naomi about her present blessing? Her present blessing is that Hashem has not prevented a redeemer from you today, and that the soul of her son, deceased son Mahlon, will now enter into the soul of this new baby. Eight, what do the ladies tell Naomi about her future blessings? That this child shall become very famous and great amongst the Jewish people. Nine, what will the son of Ruth provide for Mahlon? He will provide a restoration of life. He will be a meshiv nefesh, that his soul will be restored back into this world. 10, what will this son provide for Naomi? Will provide sustenance for her in her old age. 11, what is Pasuk 15 hinting at with Ruth being better than seven sons? That she would have a son now who would be better than the seven generations that preceded him. 12, how does this story teach us that we should not delay doing a mitzvah when the opportunity arises? We see from the fact that Boaz's alacrity to perform the mitzvah and enable Ruth to conceive was just in time, as he died right after he did the mitzvah of being with Ruth. Have an amazing day.